Yeah, I could just call them on it.
Because it doesn't come up that number, though, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Like that number?
Yeah, on the warm line?
Yeah, on the line. The number.
Yeah, that number never changes. That's not one of the rollover numbers.
Oh, all right.
That's a steady number.
All right. You haven't played any DOS Effects? You haven't played any, I don't know. Just reading off my Facebook. I'm off my Twitter.
That's all right. I got Common lined up.
At GUnit Radio. Don't tell me that.
Well, I'll throw it in, but maybe.
All right, call this guy back.
Who?
Call McGinnis back. Hey, don't wait for him. He's a big, dumb athlete. Don't know anything. John McGinnis from the PGA Tour Network is going to join us in a moment to talk Tiger and golf and everything else. Let me give you a scoreboard update because, well, I haven't even gotten to it. The athletes that said they were asked, essentially, if they were gay. We'll get to that in a minute. Also, and you're right, Tim, I need to get to this. Tickets are on sale now for the 35th Annual Ed Block Courage Awards happening March 18th at Martin's West. Scott and Jeremy, they're going to be joining. They're going to be broadcasting live, so you can join them there. Tickets include food and drink, silent auction, and the opportunity to meet some of this year's honorees, Adrian Peterson, Terrell Suggs, Matt Schaub, and Jason Witten. All you got to do is log on to our station website, 105.7 The Fan. For more details, again, that is the 35th Annual Ed Block Courage Awards happening March 18th at Martin's West. Adrian Peterson, Terrell Suggs, Matt Schaub, Jason Witten, this year's nominees, have a chance to meet some of them. All right, to the golf course we go. I'll give you a scoreboard update later on. It is our good buddy, friend of the show, so much friend of the show that he can tell my producer, dude, I'm going to go buy a beer and then I'll talk to Glenn. He is John McGinnis of the PGA Tour Network, star of his own show, McGinnis on Tap. John McGinnis, how the heck are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm fantastic, brother. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I don't know if you saw, but your boy had a trip to the West Coast last week.
I did not see. Tell me all about it.
I went to the Oscars.
Oh, you know what? I saw a tweet, and I actually thought it was a joke.
Nope.
And did you enjoy the Oscars? They let you in?
So
did they think you were a producer?
So the long and the short of it is the NFL, and it aired yesterday, and I've been talking about it a little bit on the air. I don't give all the way the house, but, you know, I give away enough. The long and the short of it is the NFL Network asked Ed Reed to be their correspondent on the red carpet for Rich Eisen's podcast. So that's how we went. And it was John McGinnis, the coolest thing in the world. Let me just tell you that. And next time we have a beer or 10, I will give you the details of how we wiggled our way backstage. Like, take a right and walk 7 steps and you're on stage, take a left and you're in the green room for the guys waiting to go on stage, backstage.
It sounds to me like you're going to show me panties next time we're together.
I'm going to show.
I mean, let's be honest.
What?
I want to know what happened.
Oh, I'm going to tell.
The listeners want to know.
No, the long and the short of it is a security guard that had some amazing clout was like, Ed Reed, want to go backstage? Follow me. And we just. McGinnis, we sat on a couch next to, what's his name? Jeremy Rayner from Born Identity.
So was it you that was getting the shots for Renee Zellweger? Because when she went on stage, she'd lost the power of speech.
She was hammer time drunk. No, it was not. It was a great experience. Let me tell you, I'll send you a bunch of pictures that we have. But it was unbelievable.
I'm glad you got the experience. That's one of the things. I've never gotten no experience.
That's bucket list stuff. But I never even, you know, for me, Masters is bucket list. You know, doing radio shows when you and I were, doing shows together at the PGA Tour Network or at the, what did I do, at the PGA Championship or at the Grand Slam of Golf in Bermuda. Those are bucket list things, Super Bowl, stuff like that. I never ever thought that I'd get to the Oscars. And so it was something that was way off my radar. That's what made it so cool. But anyway.
Fair enough.
You live a life of luxury. Are you at Palm Beach Gardens?
Well, the reason that I had to postpone the interview by 2 minutes is because the lobby bar at PGA National is a little full right now, and I couldn't get Maria, the bartender, one of the 6 bartenders, attention, to get a beer to come outside to talk to you. Yes, I am, in fact, with the PGA Tour Network in Palm Beach, and I am on Tiger Watch this week. Only about an hour with Tiger today because he was early, but
yes.
I will walk every step of the way with him the rest of the week. And you know what? I think that even though he shot even par today, I think Tiger still has a a wonderful chance of winning this golf tournament.
Well, and we'll get into that, but I wanted to bring it home to Baltimore for everybody here is because Ed Reed is doing the I just won the Super Bowl, I'm the greatest safety of all time world tour. He played in the PGA. He played in the Pro-Am for the Honda Classic yesterday down there, and I forgot to text you that he was there and put you guys in touch because my buddies Brad and Brad were down there as well, and I wanted you guys to hang out. You've met Brad and Brad years ago at East Carolina for a homecoming game. But
so what you're telling me is that I did a two-hour radio show yesterday that could have been great with your friends and your guests.
Yes,
but it was okay because you didn't get in touch. I know where I stand now.
I screwed it up, and that's what I wanted to tell everybody on the air that's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bad. All right. So while you're taking a puff of your cigar and a sip of your, I'm assuming red wine.
No, actually, Bud Light. I'm still in golf clothes.
Okay.
Red wine is a more refined sort of distinction for me.
Later in the night, DuPont Circle,
whatever
that place is that we used to go get bombed at. Camilo Vijegas, 6-under 64.
Walked with him this afternoon. What a good kid. Anyway, go right ahead. Ask your question.
And then all the way down to Tiger Woods, level par 70 today. A lot of guys in between, a lot of different golf in between. Tiger apparently scored better than he played, so we'll get to Tiger in a minute because you think he has a real contention. He has an opportunity to contend in this. Camilo Vijegas, Ricky Fowler, Boo Weekly, among the names near the top or at the top of the leaderboard, including Dustin Johnson and others that people are familiar with. What does it take first to play good golf at Palm Beach Gardens?
Well, the thing is this is a par 70 golf course, and it's a great par 70 golf course. It's hard from start to finish. It has some Nicklaus quirkiness in the middle. They call it the bear trap.
Yep.
Two par threes and a par four, 15, 16, 17. And they're very difficult holes when the wind blows. The wind hasn't started blowing here yet. So everything can be turned on its ear over the course of the 4 days by one good day of 25 to 30 mile an hour wind, which, as you know, South Florida gets customarily every single day this time of year. So looking at the leaderboard now, great to see Camilo Vijegas, who's struggled mightily over the last couple of years. I mean, we're talking in terms of other sports. This guy got dropped from the roster. And so it's good to see him playing well. But this tournament's just barely underway. And
lost you there, Mags. Oh, there you go.
I think Tiger and Rory, you know, are right where they need to be. If you think 10 under is going to win, and 10 under always wins here, then they're just fine.
So if you can manage the middle part of the bear trap, and if the winds stay normal, and blah, 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 it's a wide open field is basically what you're saying.
And that's the way par 70s are.
Okay.
You know, it is a wide open field. It's a fun week for that reason. It's also a fun week. And remember, the PGA Tour has been on the West Coast for the last about 2 months. And for the East Coast guys, this is a homecoming. I mean, there has to be at least 20 guys in the field who call this area or Jupiter home. So they're staying in their own beds. And so this tournament has a feel to it that's really cool in terms of PGA Tour players actually playing a home game. You interject the fact that Rory's the number one player in the world and Tiger's the number two player in the world. This isn't a major. This isn't a World Golf Championship event. This isn't even an invitational. This is just a PGA Tour event with an incredible field. And they finished 1-2 last year.
How big of a deal is it for these guys to get back to the East Coast and get back to Florida, where, as you know and alluded to, many of them live and work and all that stuff?
You know, for the West Coast guys, if you didn't play great on the West Coast, then you're behind the eight ball. For the East Coast guys, their year actually starts this week.
Right.
If you're Dustin Johnson and you happen to win at Hawaii, who's playing with Tiger and played well today, then you're way ahead of the curve. But playing golf, as you know, in the North is different than playing in the South. Mm-hmm. Playing golf for East Coast guys on the West Coast is like playing on the moon. and so for a lot of people, they're just happy to be back in a place where, you know, they understand they're on their home planet, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Talking with John McGinnis from the PGA Tour Network, star of his own show, McGinnis on Tap, also contributor to the Back Nine Network, among many. Are you doing a lot of? Are you doing any stuff for the Golf Channel, like the Mayakoba and things like that this year? Or
well,
kinda...
the Mayakoba is actually in the fall this year.
Right.
It's usually opposite the Match Play, and I'll be honest with you, I work hard enough that I don't need to work to get jobs, and I haven't even called them.
Awesome.
You know, I love what I do. I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. I was on the plane down here yesterday thinking, much like what you had to be thinking on the way to the Oscars is, I get paid for this crap?
Dude,
really?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm going to walk with Tiger for 3 days. People can't get tickets, and I get paid to do it and tell people about it.
Well, and it's pretty funny, too, because people know. McGinnis and I are buddies. I mean, we've known each other for years, worked together. I'm getting text on the Norris Ford and Dundalk text line, which is a text machine, McGinnis, so people can interact with you live. And this, I'm getting harassed on the text line from some guy named Stephen Edgewood that lives in his mom's basement saying, you know, quoting me, "Hey, everybody, I went to the Oscars with Ed. Please notice me. I swear I'm a star, too." And he's saying that, you know, he's embarrassed for me and all this stuff. Can you explain to these people that I'm not putting on an act, that this is my life and these are my friends and this is how we live and we are humbled to do it, even though it's exciting damn jobs?
Well, and that's the thing, is that once you, I mean, and I played the tour for 10 years, so right. I know the old guys. You know what?
You came up with Mickelson.
You're over 35, then we played the tour together, but
right.
Most of the tour is under 35, and Rory McIlroy has no idea that I've ever broken 80. and yet, you know, we have a rapport. Keegan Bradley didn't know that had ever broken 80 until his dad told him. And, you know, we have a rapport. And that's the cool thing. And what I do is the Super Bowl every week, you know, on a smaller scale. But I'm at West Palm, and this is the one time a year that the PGA Tour is going to be here. Next week, I'm in Miami. It's the one time a year the tour is going to be there. And so it's every week the PGA Tour goes somewhere new, and nine times out of ten, somewhere spectacular. And there's a group of people who have worked for 51 weeks for that 1 week.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who wins to them. It matters if they put on a great show. And they put on a great show every week. And to me, that's the coolest part about being a part of it, is that I get to do it. And I have to be honest with you, as a player, it wasn't always a great show to me. It wasn't always, it wasn't always cool. It's very cool to be on this side of the ball.
No doubt about it. All right, talk to us about our tournament leader, Camilo Bajegas, who's 6-under 64 today. He was known to be a star. You know, all the girls love him. They're trying to push him internationally and all this stuff. El Hombre Araña and all that is his Spanish name for the spider because he crouches down behind the putts, blah, 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 blah. But the kid's got a ton of game. He's wiry strong. Tell us about Camilo Bajegas, if you would, McGinnis.
Well, Camilo Bajegas actually is not an exempt member of the PGA Tour this year.
Right.
He struggled the last 2 years. His last tournament win was here 3 years ago, and he's in the event, and he's sort of like a kid, a safety, for example, being pulled off the practice squad due to injury and is going to make the most of it. And he has the talent. He had some injuries. He changed equipment to be the international star that he was built to be, and hopefully because he's good for the game, that's going to be the case. Interestingly enough, as we speak, and as he leaves the golf tournament here, there's a tournament going on in Colombia, the country of Colombia,
mm-hmm.
that he is the host of. It's a web.com tour, which is like AAA baseball, to the listeners who don't know. And he made that tournament happen.
The former Nationwide Tour.
It's former Nationwide Tour, former Hogan Tour, whatever. He made that tournament happen.
Wow.
And it actually hurt him to not be there, but he has to be here because obviously his career comes before anything else. But he has flown down there and made sure that everything is in place for the players, the sponsors, and all of that. He is not only a star on the PGA Tour, he is probably the most renowned athlete from his country. He held an entire country, sort of hopes and expectations on his shoulders. Imagine that. Our parents don't even expect much from us. He has the entire nation expecting great things from him.
Quick trivia question, McGinnis. Capital of Colombia.
Is it Bogota?
Yes. Look at ding, 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 ding. Look at you, McGinnis. God, dog, you can't put one past old Johnny Mags.
You know what we did on my show tonight? I actually gave a PGA Tour player the Wonderlic test.
Did you really?
Absolutely. By the way, not all that tough.
And?
There's only 12 questions on the internet. I know it's 40 for the NFL players in the combine. But he went 12 to 12 in less than 12 minutes.
Wow. Well, you know, he grew up probably a life of leisure and privilege, private schools and such.
You know, he might have graduated from high school.
So maybe private school. I'm sure a very swanky school that you send your children to. Are you? By the way, before we get to Tiger, are you leaving Palm Beach Gardens to go back to Greensboro to go back to Miami? Or are you able to stay down there for the week?
Let me tell you what I'm doing, just because I can. On Sunday night,
just brag.
On Sunday night, I'm heading out to I-95 and turning south,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stay on it until it ends.
Oh, you're going to Key West.
I'm going to Key West Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. I'll be back at Doral on Wednesday. I'm doing McGinnis on Tap from Key West on Monday.
Are you bringing that dark-haired, beautiful young friend of yours?
Nope. Maybe somebody else.
Good for you.
We'll have that conversation some other time.
Good for you, McGinnis. God, if you made a change, if you made a call to the bullpen, that means you upgraded. Good for you.
I don't know that. You know what? That's kind of like going to the bullpen for Strasburg. I will never upgrade from there.
Yeah.
I think we can both agree.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know what? It's the bottom of the eighth, and you need a reliever.
Sometimes a change is needed. I understand. Talking with John McGinnis from the PGA Tour Network, his show McGinnis on Tap, you can hear from 5 to 7 Eastern every day on the PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM 203. Is that right?
208. 208. 93 on XM 208 on Sirius.
Okay. And you think that Tiger Woods has a chance to still compete in this? He shot a level par 76 strokes behind the leader, Camilo Bajegas. And apparently he didn't play very well today, but he scored decent to just stay level par. Tell us what you saw from Tiger as you walked with him late in his round.
Well, I watched him get a little fired up here in the closing portions of his round. And I saw a good golf swing, and he's 6 shots back, and I still have him as my favorite. He's playing extremely well. We've only seen 5 rounds of golf on the Tiger this year. He won at Torrey Pines. He got bumped by Charles Allen III in the match play, and he was 6 under par when he lost to Charles Allen III. In that first round. I mean, that happens. You're playing great, and sometimes you run into a guy that's playing better. It's mano a mano in the match play. And so, you know, if you can't beat the guy in front of you, then you go home.
Sure.
I see a different Tiger. And tomorrow, West Palm Beach, his adopted hometown, playing with Dustin Johnson, top 10 player in the world, also his adopted hometown. They're out in the afternoon. Nobody feeds off a gallery more than Tiger Woods does. I think we're going to see a nice, solid 4 or 5 under out of him, climb the leaderboard slowly, and be a huge factor. On Sunday. Remember, he was too far back to win the golf tournament last year, but he did shoot 62
yes.
on Sunday in the final round to lose by 2 to Rory last year. He knows that, and he wants to win here. This would be an opportunity for his children to be here for a win, for his mother, who I saw today, to be here for a win. I hate to get into anyone's personal life, but this is the town where his kids go to school. This is his hometown.
Right, he wants to take home. Yeah,
I think it's big.
Quickly, before we let you go, John, because I know you got to get back to it, and I don't want to make too much of this to sensationalize it, but I have to bring it up, and we're a little delayed on our golf talk because of the Super Bowl, but a good delay we'll take here in Baltimore. Tiger, there was a story out there in some British tabloids that said Tiger was trying to buy Ellen back, and their relationship was here and there, and maybe they were even spending the nights here and there with each other. and that he said he'd give her $300 million or whatever it was to come back. Did you make anything of that? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Make anything of that?
Here's what I said on my show about it, especially after TMZ photographed them together on Saturday.
By the way, did she look fantastic in that bikini shot?
One, on my show, I'm not going to comment on Tiger's personal life.
Okay.
And on your show, I'm not going to comment on Tiger's personal life other than to say this. There's the parent of two healthy, strong young people.
Yes.
And they are going to end up at sporting events at the same time. If their kids are like my kids, there's going to be a soccer game on Saturday morning. There's going to be a soccer game on Saturday afternoon. There's going to be lacrosse, basketball, tennis, you name it. Their kids are going to get the opportunity to try everything. And if Tiger's in town, it's his job to be there. It's his right to be there. And if they happen to be at the same event, they happen to be at the same event. Beyond that, it's none of my business, and it's none of anybody else's.
1,000% agree. Helicopters following their kids to school is a little bit outrageous. Did you see her in the bikini shot, though, in that tabloid? And how fantastic did she look? Holy smokes.
You know, I was there when they met. Not there when they met. I actually hugged me a part of it today to introduce them.
Right.
And I've walked many, many holes with England. Not that she knows who I am, but I certainly knew who she was, and her twin sister, by the way.
Yes.
And you know what? What they're doing now is the most important thing they'll ever do in their lives, and that's
raising those kids.
It's raise two children, and you know what? If they want to get back together or they want to be apart, then the most important thing they can do is be good parents, and they know that, and hopefully that's the focus of their attention. In terms of the rest of it, whether or not Tiger wants to fight, whether or not Tiger's dating Lindsey Vonn, whatever the situation is, I don't care. I'm a single man who's 45, 20 pounds overweight and losing my hair. I've got my own personal life to worry about.
Awesome. All right, McGinnis, so if it's not Tiger Woods, who wins this bad boy before I let you go and enjoy your night?
Well, it's going to be cool. Brendan Grace is the name. Most people have never heard. He won four times as a rookie last year on the European Tour. He's a South African. He's probably somewhere having a cocktail right now. He's as laid back as anybody in the game and clearly as talented as anybody in the game. Americans don't know him, but watch out for Brendan Grace.
All right. Thank you, McGinnis. I appreciate you, brother.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon. Tell the boys we said hello. John McGinnis from the PGA Tour Network, nice enough to join us live from Palm Beach Gardens in Florida at the Honda Classic.